love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, is the automatically deleted husband, and of course, automatically deleted again. Just so you're aware, I did start sending out DVDs again. Some of them did go out today and included the the short video that I did yesterday, short for me, 6 minutes. And, you know, I just listened to it before I called. And, yeah. But I did... I visited with a lot of people today, a farmer's market, and then some of the normal people that I visit on the way back. But at the farmer's market, I'm really concerned that the marketplace has suddenly dried up. Tuesday and today, there was only one vendor, and very few customers showing up, which is a concern. I believe it's a concern. But I was there and we talked a while. But while I was there, another young guy came, perhaps late teens, I think more 20s. But it was interesting. One, I rarely see young guys, especially alone, coming. But two, he had over his shoulder a large bag. And it was kind of like, gee, we can relate. And, I did engage him. I talked to him about the fact that, hey, you know, you got a bag and so do I. So it was kind of a thing to open the door. But our conversation lasted for maybe 10 minutes or so. And I'm delighted because I do strive to engage young people. You know, the next person I gauged was 93, but you know, but in this case, I did gauge a young man, and we talked for a while. He has my business card, and I tried to open the door for continued dialogue and for a continued challenge, and I found that delightful. His name is James, and of course, it made me think of another James, my grandson, who I've never met. But anyway, I just thought I would share that with you. I'm trying to do that thing called love. I know that if you look in the dictionary, I know it's a four-letter word, so you have to be careful. If you look in the dictionary, it's there. My lady, I do love you.